Welcome to another episode of the Cannabis Marketing Show. My name is Ty Daniel Smith.
And I'm Kylie Lowe.
And today we are discussing lead magnets for cannabis companies. Lead magnets are super important for getting qualified leads into your sales funnel and growing your customer base in a way that provides value to both you and your customers. So we're going to discuss what a lead magnet is, what it's used for. We will explain some examples of good lead magnets and the do's and don'ts of creating a strong lead magnet. So let's first start with what a lead magnet is. So a lead magnet is a lead generating tool that offers a long form or value adding resource in exchange for a lead's contact information. So you've definitely seen them. Maybe you didn't know it was called a lead magnet. Some examples of a lead magnet is a downloadable ebook or a template or giveaways or a free tool. With the stipulation being you have to give them your contact information to access it. So a really popular one that a lot of people might know is HGTV, the home whatever channel of it, home goods yes. channel, I don't know what it stands for.
Home and Garden Television.
Home and Garden Television, okay, there you go. They have a giveaway that is like recurring. So they give away a house. They actually give away a full house. In exchange for you're familiar with this one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We used to enter every year back at, when we watched HGTV a lot. So
yeah. So they have your email, and they know you're interested.
Probably my email, my parents' email. You know, for all throughout the years.
Yeah. So anyway, all you do is you enter your email address, and then you get entered into this giveaway to hopefully win a house or whatever it is. And now HGTV knows that you're interested in, you know, home and garden stuff, and they can market to you on other things, maybe new shows or whatever it is. So that's an example of a really popular, strong lead magnet. Another example of a lead magnet is one of ours, which is if you go on our website, if you go on cannabound.io, on the sidebar, you'll see a place to get a free SEO audit report. So all you do is you put your email address and you put the URL of your website. And then we will email you a full free report of things that are on your website that might be preventing you from ranking well on Google. And you know, if you enter your info, we get a notification and we know that you're someone who might be interested in boosting your Google rankings. So there might be an opportunity for us to, you know, tell you a little bit about what we do, you know, with SEO services and how we get cannabis and CBD companies ranked higher on Google. So that's one, another example. Another example is the cannabis marketing newsletter that we have. So people subscribe if they want to learn more about, you know, marketing in the cannabis space. And then we send them information weekly that helps them grow their company. And then, you know, it also gives us the value add of having another lead that we can discuss our services with. We know they're interested in growing their company. So it's a perfect match.
Yeah, the important part of a lead magnet is you want to make them very specific to your buyer persona, you know, because you want quality leads. You don't want just leads in general. You want leads that are actually have the potential to turn them into customers and keep them around as customers.
Yeah, for a long exactly. time. Yes, I mean, another example that we haven't launched yet, but I'm thinking about it. Is we just launched a newsletter called Dope Letter. It breaks down basically everything you need to know about the cannabis industry in 5 minutes or less per week. We try to make it really concise and just have the key information that you need. If you want to check it out, it's dopeletter.com. So to get more users to that, again, we just launched it. We have no one on it yet, or only a few people on it, I believe. We are thinking about launching a giveaway to win a year of rolling papers. You know, you enter your email address, join this newsletter, and you know, at the end of the month or whatever, I haven't walked through the whole process yet, you can win a year worth of rolling papers. That way, we know that it's people that are interested in cannabis and they're probably interested in the contents of the newsletter. So that's another
right.
example.
Yeah.
So let's walk through, I guess, how to create a strong lead magnet. So the key to a strong lead magnet is that it offers value to the lead, to the qualified lead, more specifically. So make sure that you're offering something that a qualified lead, not just a general person, would be interested in, like you just touched on. So if you're selling rolling papers, for example, maybe give away rolling papers. If you're a B2B company that sells cannabis directly to dispensaries, maybe create a PDF checklist of the 20 things you need to do before opening a cannabis dispensary. It's not specific to something that you do, but it's something specific to what the lead might be interested in. And, you know, now we have all these people that are inputting their email address because they want to see this checklist. And then you can market to them about, you know, why your product line is the best and why their new dispensary should have, you know, your line of products.
Yeah. I mean, the goal of digital marketers is building awareness, building trust and credibility of your brand. And the best way to do that is to provide valuable content, you know, or a valuable lead magnet for people, because they're going to keep coming back to your brand if they're also getting something out of it, if they're getting important information or the tools they need, or they're getting, you know, discount codes, coupons, services, things like that. You know, people are going to go back to brands that that they believe in, that they trust. And so making the lead magnet valuable is probably the most important part of how you're actually going to get qualified leads.
Yeah, old school marketing was very kind of like coercive and taking value, whereas marketing nowadays is about adding value. The best kind of business relationships are two ways.
Right. I mean, people don't want to be just advertised to and just have everything thrown at them. They want to consume the content that they want to consume, and they want to invest their money in companies and ideals that they believe in. And, you know, that's why it's so important for companies to transition to the content marketing model. Is you're not just going to get people to, you know, consume your products or whatever it is just by telling them to, you know, like you have to give them something too. You know, people don't, the world is changing and people are getting clued into how marketing works, and they're smarter than that now. So
yeah, it's also a lot easier to promote a lead magnet like this if it's adding a lot of value than to just take a banner ad up about, you know, your line of products.
Right. I was actually reading this article, and it was saying, oh my gosh, what did it say? I just forgot it. Damn it. I totally forgot.
That's fine. All right. So let's go through a quick of what not to do, because you actually touched on it, and it's a really good point. Something not to do for a lead magnet is make it globally appealing. So you want your lead magnet to get a lot of leads, but you want them to be qualified leads. If you give away something like, I don't know, Amazon gift cards that basically everyone wants, that everyone has a use for, you're going to get more email addresses, but you're going to get email addresses of people that have no interest in what you're offering.
Right.
So offer something that's specific to what your target audience actually wants. That's how to do it. Mm-hmm. So just to wrap this all up, lead magnets are really a great idea for anyone who wants to get more leads and fill the top of their sales funnel. If you're considering creating any kind of lead magnet and you want some guidance or tips or to hear more about how other people in the cannabis industry are doing it, shoot us a text. It's 949-229-5650 or even a call. That's a real phone number. We can answer it. Also email us at info@cannabound.io. And please remember to review us and rate us and recommend us to a friend if you found this podcast valuable. It really helps us a lot to grow and make more content. That will be it for today, guys. Thank you for joining us.
Bye.